Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Gretchen Gondek on Siouxland Public Media. And today we're going to interview, well, heck, it's Allie Carson, our arts producer here at Siouxland Public Media. Hi there.
Hello.
It's interesting to be in the same room with you across. I have the headphones on and you don't.
Yes.
So
interesting dynamic.
It is an interesting dynamic. That was exactly the word I was looking for. And from Siouxland District Health, Becky Carlson is here as well to talk about a wonderful garden party in conjunction with Ode. And of course, we all know that Allie is the founder of Ode. Tell us a little bit, Allie, about how Ode got started and what are the beginnings of Ode?
Oh, well, we've been going since January of last year, which some people are surprised to hear. I just had a woman come in the other day and she's like, "How have you been around for 5 or 10 years?" And I'm like, "Well, no, about 2 years." And then she said, "Well, that's probably why I haven't heard of it." But 2 years, you know, that's doing pretty good. So I started that as a passion project when I was still at the Sioux City Journal, and it got picked up by Siouxland Public Media. So I was doing that on the side in my free time, and we started out in ISU Design West in the basement down there with your borrowed PA system, Gretchen. So you had a hand in getting us off the ground. So a borrowed PA system, and I'll never forget the lamp that was duct taped together to spot our storytellers for that night. So humble beginnings of Ode, and 50 people showed up for that first event, and I just couldn't believe it. I kept saying, "I'll be happy if there's 15, and we ended up with 50, and it's like, wow, we really have something here that people are going to come out and support this, and they've kept showing up. Doubled in size since then as far as crowds. We're hitting that 100 mark consistently now and selling out at our venues.
Why do you think Ode is so popular? What are people, are they hungry for stories and local content, do you think?
I think they're hungry for that connection that you get when you meet somebody face to face. Because I love that we get to record these stories and hear them on the radio, but there is nothing like being in the room when somebody is telling their story, just that really raw human emotion that we're lacking so much with, you know, social media. You know, we think we're so connected, but we're not, and it ends up making us feel more lonely than ever because it's like, oh, I have these friends, quote-unquote friends, but there's not anything real there, nothing authentic. It's these fronts. And you come to something like this and you're going to hear an honest story.
And there's something about listening to a story, and there's a very particular kind of intimacy there. Mm-hmm. And I like to explain it as through the magic of radio when you're hearing. And that's when many of us, you too probably, Becky, mm-hmm. experience the driveway moment. Because you don't want to miss a single word.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So what I've said before is it's this theater meets therapy type of journalistic entertainment that happens when you come and attend one of these events.
And what's special for me about listening to Ode on the radio is I'm not alone. You know, there's other people out there that have experienced this very same thing and sharing it. It's just so unique, and congratulations to you for, you know, creating this and making it into something really special.
Oh, thank you. Well, and the connections that happen afterwards, because I think Becky was at one of the events and then emailed me afterwards asking, "Oh, do you want to do an event in a community garden?" And I was like, "Well, none of our themes really quite fit to do it in a community garden. So let's just throw in an add-on special event." And that's what this is it's an add-on event to our regular season. Otherwise, we do 6 shows a year which comes out to, you know, doing one every other month. So this is a special one.
And it's a collaboration between Siouxland Public Media and Becky, who's at Siouxland District Health, but also the Mary Tralia Community House. So do you want to explain how this is all going to work? And it is this Friday, August 25th, 6:30, live music and appetizers, and then stories about food at 7 o'clock. And before you tell us more, Becky, are we getting close to being sold out?
Oh, yeah.
Very close. So
you should get your tickets, but you know, we can always squeeze in a few more. So if you're coming at the door, we'll fit you in.
Okay. And if you buy your ticket in advance, it's $10,
but yeah. It's day 15. Of show is 15.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, Becky.
No.
Tell us about the event.
Well, first of all, Gretchen, thank you for letting me be here. The event is going to be held at the Mary Tralia Center. They have a fantastic garden that they had started a couple years ago. The garden was started for a couple reasons. Mary Tralia is located in what's called a food desert, where there's not easy access to healthy fruits and vegetables. They also started it to help with teaching language for their consumers. So they use the garden as a teaching tool. And they also use it for young kids. They have a daycare also, so they use it for that too. And Siouxland District Health got involved with that particular garden because we received a grant a couple years ago to work on encouraging work sites to have a garden, to be able to help folks that have limited access to healthy foods, to have some opportunities to be able to do that. So currently in Sioux City, there are 15 worksite gardens, and they're popular. People are really excited to have them in their environment. Mary Tralia provides the plots, and then their staff has access to those plots, but then also their consumers are the folks that go to visit Mary Tralia. And it's a really, it's flourished. So it's very cool.
Well, I think this theme is very exciting. And the stories are going to tie in with
food.
The theme. Food.
Food.
Yes.
It's broad. It's food. It's just food. we're going to be in the garden. That's the garden party part. But then the stories are really just about food, and I mean, we've got everything from Shabbat meals and meeting the parents to lentils and short ribs happening on stage on Friday night.
About how many people are going to be
we have
doing
eight.
Stories? You have eight?
We have eight. So
And it has to fit into about an eight-minute window.
An eight-minute window, yes.
So it can run on the radio, right?
Yep.
Okay. So talk about appetizers and the live music. What's that all about?
So appetizers will be provided. Pier Street Coffee Works will be providing those and the drinks. And the live music is Allie's.
Yeah, we have Devin Cadwell returning to us. He's great. He's played for one of our shows last year, and he's always so enthusiastic to help out the station any way he can. And he is also one of the storytellers. So big thanks to Devin Cadwell for stepping up at this event.
So, Allie, if somebody's out there listening and they're interested in being or, you know, contributing a story, kind of what's the process?
They have to pitch their story in 250 words or less. And then I go through those pitches and pick out the ones that I think are going to be best for that night, because we have gotten to the point where I can't get everybody on stage at one event. So there is a selection process, and then I continue to work with those people in whatever capacity they need me to work with them on their stories, whether that's, you know, just going through and doing some light editing, or if it's them sitting down with me, I record our conversation, I transcribe it, and actually ghostwrite the story for them. Because everybody has a story. Not everybody has the writing abilities to tell it, and that's where I come in.
Well, I think maybe people don't recognize that there's a great deal of time and effort on your part that goes into this.
Yes, there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes, and it's like putting on a theater production, and you try to hide that from from the audience.
And that's so why she was. That's why she was super excited when I said, "Can we just do an extra one?"
Oh yeah, sure.
Well, this is a project that has obviously grown legs, and it has become such a very much anticipated event from people that I talk to in the community. They love it. So, Allie, what's next beyond the garden party August 25th, this Friday at 6:30? Kind of what other programs are you looking at for the future?
Yeah, well, we return to our regular season event on October 6th, and that one is about home. And I've already gotten some wonderful, wonderful responses to that one. Really looking forward to working with the storytellers there. And then our last event of the year is December 1. And since we're in December in the holiday time, it's Holiday Joy and Mayhem.
Indeed.
Interesting. Yes. You can't have one without the other.
Yes.
All right. So get your ticket in advance for $10 for Ode on Friday night. If there's room, they may be able to squeeze you in.
But we'll squeeze you in.
Have to pay a little bit more to do that. Any other information you want to share on Food for Thought today, ladies?
No, that's it.
Sounds good.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Allie. Thank you. And thank you, Becky Carlson from Siouxland District Health, Allie Carson, who is the founder and producer of Ode here at KWIT, KOJI, Siouxland Public Media, where she's also employed as the arts producer. And I'm Gretchen Gondek, your host for Food for Thought. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and have a great weekend.